Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here today. What's going on in your life that you're happy about? What's the light in your life today or this week or this month or this year or maybe your whole life? And what light are you shining out into the world? I'm having a little chuckle here today because today's show topic is about resistance. How does it show up in your life? And I'm laughing hysterically because normally my switchboard is packed already before the show even begins. And today with the topic of resistance, there's not one caller on the line. So I'm just laughing because talk about a perfect example of resistance. So if you are all out there listening, and you are resisting something in your life, call in, get on the air with me. Obviously, there's a lot of resistance out there since there's nobody on the switchboard. You have to ask yourself that question. What and where are you resisting? Anyway, just a funny, funny little thing to me, which works out perfectly fine because I've actually planned a big show today. And it's funny because the weeks that I don't plan a big show and have a lot of content, the switchboard is jam-packed. And it seems the weeks that I have a lot of content and plan a big show, the switchboard's very quiet. So my guides are really good about managing my switchboard for me, which is the coolest thing ever. So I just put my hands up and go with it and not resist what's happening. Because I could, you know, be like, oh my God, how come there's nobody on the switchboard? Oh, nobody's calling in today. Nobody's loving me. And I could do that. But instead, I just get a little chuckle and say, well, how perfect does that work out? So where are you resisting in your life? And where are you being flexible? Like this for me is flexibility and showing a lot of flexibility just in allowing the show today to be what it is. Rather than getting all caught up in my ego, in my mind, of thinking things like, oh my God, why is there nobody on the line? Okay, so that's really a perfect example of allowing rather than resisting. I'm feeling very peaceful and grounded right now. And I could choose to be very upset or very tense about it, very emotional about it. But, and so I try to live my life in a way that exemplifies the messages that I bring out to you. It's not always perfect because I'm a human like you are as well. And, you know, sometimes things get crazy in life. For example, at the current moment, I am searching for a new place to live and a car at the same time. And I was getting a little frantic about it this week because I have to have a place to rent by November 1st to move in at the latest by November 15th. And in the Northeast where I live, this time of year, rentals are very difficult to find. And rentals in my particular area are very expensive. So I was getting a little manic about it. And a couple of days ago, I just said, you know, I'm getting off the computer. I'm going to take a break from the apartment search. I'll come back to it later in the week. Being on there twice a day is not really helping. And I know that the right thing will appear. It's just not there yet. And if I really get in a pickle, you know, I have places where I can stay. So it's okay. It's really okay. And so by me stepping back and allowing, I feel better. And it gives the opportunity for the universe to open up and to bring the perfect thing to me. And the same thing with the car. The same thing with the car. I thought I had bought a car out of Florida, and things got very confusing and mixed up. Anyway, it's a long story. But so it appears that I haven't bought this car, and I'm sad because it seemed like it was the perfect car for me. But yet my guides kept saying not to buy the car from this particular person. So it's okay. And the car that is equally as nice as this one hasn't shown up yet. I don't need a car today. I have, you know, transportation that I can drive. It's just that, you know, it needs to be replaced. So I'm open to allowing the universe to bring it to me, to bring the right thing to me. So that being said, how are you all today? Even the chat room is quiet today. Oh, I see Sandy has come into the chat room. Hello, Sandy. So nice to see you here. And no resisting in the chat room. I know. Isn't it funny, though? There is no one in the chat room, just you and I, Sandy. How funny is that? And usually there's lots of people in the chat room. There's lots of callers on the line. So I hope if you're listening live, you are recognizing what your resistance is today. And if you listen to the replay, I also would like you to do the same. Where are you resisting in life? Good to see you too, Sandy. I'm going to give you a call this afternoon. Send me your phone number. Okay, that's one of my faithful regular listeners. And so, astrologically wise this week, actually the next 2 weeks, expect things to get complicated. And when I say complicated, I mean things can get very fiery these next 2 weeks because we have a grand cross going on. And this energy started 6 months ago. And grand crosses can often be wonderfully, heavenly, beautiful, amazing. This grand cross, however, is full of fire. It has lots of conflict going on in it. And a grand cross is made up of three configurations where two planets are trining each other, and it makes this cross in the sky. And so what we have going on with the planets that have created this particular grand cross is a lot of conflict. It's a lot of nervous system upset because Uranus is trining Jupiter, and Uranus is all about the nervous system, and Jupiter is all about expansion. It's all about wanting to take charge. It's about being right. It's about fighting. And then we have Mars in Sagittarius, which brings a combination of I am right into the conflict already of feeling like you want to fight and charge. And Mercury is about to go retrograde, which, you know, can always be a tricky thing. And it's Mercury going retrograde is all about going within yourself, and really contemplating the things that are going on in your life. And then we also have a Jupiter trine, which Jupiter is all about extremes. It's about more, more, more. No matter what, I want more, more, more. And all of these things together can be really explosive. It can make you feel that you're very impulsive, you're doing rash things. And this also, to adding to this, is Uranus in Aries, which that brings the impulse part of it. It brings the extreme things, the rashness. So be mindful of this the next 2 weeks, because you can really feel like, you know, your mind is going to explode and you're going to go insane. And you may find yourself getting into arguments. Both of you may feel like you're right. And in many ways, both of you may be right. So just be mindful that that energy is very strong with us these next 2 weeks. We have a full lunar eclipse coming up next week. We're going into Mercury retrograde on Saturday. And all of these things affect each and every one of us. And then we have the moon moving into Aquarius, which is going to create a rush of chemical reactions within your body. And many people, if you're, you know, sort of on the edge of hysteria or overwhelm, can really be pushed over the edge these next 2 weeks by all this planetary fire and chemical reaction, and pushing us to the point, to the brink of what we feel can be no return. So if you're feeling overwhelmed the next 2 weeks especially, remember these words. Remember, it's all in the stars. It's all in the planets, that things will start leveling out in 2 weeks. Try not to get so overwhelmed or get into arguments that you know, you'll be sorry in the end. If especially with relationships, you know, this next 2 weeks, think before you speak in any relationship, whether it's at work or in your household with a spouse or children or a partner. Really think before you speak. And if the other person seems to be aggressive, wants to feel right, remember also these words that you're hearing today or when you listen to the replay in the next 2 weeks or even beyond, because this advice is wonderful advice no matter what's going on in the planet. And I'm getting a little scratchy, and there are a couple of callers on the line, and there are people in the chat room now. So hello, everyone, and welcome. But I'm wondering, my body reacts to the people whom I help, the people who I read for and so forth. And generally, when my throat starts getting clogged up like this, it's because someone who I'm going to speak with or have communication with is not speaking their words, or they have something going on health-wise with their throat. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as the show goes on, if there's anyone on the line or in the chat room who has that happening. So if you're in the chat room and you have something going on with your throat or you're holding back your words, type it into the chat room. I'm curious to see. Oh, excuse me while I just take a drink of water. Okay, so that being said, the next 2 weeks are not all going to be bad. It's just going to be a little bit tricky in navigating, in keeping your cool, in dealing with people. So remember to ground yourself these next 2 weeks, especially when you're feeling off kilter. Start, do it first thing in the morning, even before you get out of bed or when you're in the shower. And if you're not familiar with grounding exercises, it can be so easy and just takes, you know, a minute. It can even take less time to ground. And you can go on YouTube and find grounding exercises. There's lots of people out there who have great grounding exercises. And one of my goals in this next year is to work on putting out a CD with some meditations and grounding exercises and so forth. And I have a list of goals right now the next year, as many of you know, if you've listened to me before or follow me on Facebook or social media, that I am currently a student of the Rhys Thomas Energy Institute. And so that those are some of my goals this year at the school, to have three programs together, training programs, 5-week training programs for you, and also to get a CD out and ready to be produced. So those are some of the things to look forward to. I'm excited. All right, so maybe we'll do a little bit of grounding. I think my guides are saying let's do a little grounding exercise before we get too much further into the show. And my throat is clearing up. So whoever is out there listening, you have apparently recognized that it's you, because now my throat is clearing. And it's so funny how that works. And once the words have been heard that the person needs to hear, the physical, tricks in my body disappear. So it's all very interesting. And the same thing happens when I'm in large groups as well, and doing readings for large groups. And before I talk about large groups, let's just take a moment. If you're driving the car or doing something that, you know, really needs your focused attention, please don't do this. But you can either turn the radio down or, you can listen, but don't get distracted from driving the car or anything like that. You know, it's wonderful because so many people have satellite and internet in the car now that you can listen to me when you're on the road or on your phone, on your iPod, iPad. It's fantastic. Okay, so just place your feet on the floor with your hands in your lap, your legs uncrossed, your hands uncrossed. And just take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And another nice deep breath in through your nose. And as you're breathing this breath in, imagine a beautiful crystalline light coming in with the breath. And as it comes in with the breath, it also comes down through the crown of your head. And as you're breathe out any toxins that may have accumulated in your body, any stress that you're feeling. Just allow it to go out on the out breath. So as you continue to breathe in, focus on the breath and focus on the crystalline light, breathing it in, bringing the crown, the light from the crown chakra, the crystalline column down all the way through your body, down your spine, out your base of your root chakra, which is located at your exiting points where you exit food, we'll say. If you're not familiar with where your root or base chakra is. So it's located there in that area. So imagine now this crystalline light going all the way from the heavens, down through your crown, all the way down your spine, out your root chakra, and into the earth. Spiraling down into the earth as far as it can go, anchoring you into the earth so you're steady and stable. And imagine roots shooting out from this crystalline light when it gets down far into the earth, like the roots of a tree, stabilizing you and making you even more steady. And as you take another nice deep breath in, just take in this energy, take in the feeling of being grounded and feeling stable. Nothing can move you. No matter what people throw at you the next 2 weeks, nothing can move you. And if you're feeling anxious or angry, if you feel like you're being swayed from this beautiful grounding, remember this moment. Come back to it. And just by remembering it can bring you right back here. And it only takes a second. So take one more nice deep breath in and a big exhale out. And it's as simple as that. You know, people often come to me and say, I can't meditate. It's too hard. It takes too long. I can't focus. Well, guess what? You just meditated. It can be as simple as that. So resistance to thinking you can't meditate is just that. It's just resistance. So go with the flow. Know now that, oh, I can meditate. How about that? Give yourself permission. And resistance, sometimes we just need to give ourselves permission. Permission to do something different. To let go of the old way of thinking and the old way of doing things. Practice non-interference. And goes with, you know, your family, your coworkers, etc. And I'll give you an example. If you have children, or maybe just growing up yourself, you know what it was like at times when it was time for bed or it was time for dinner, and maybe you weren't hungry or you weren't tired. And you found yourself being forced to eat dinner or to go to bed. And, you know, it just wasn't in your natural cycle. You weren't feeling hungry. And I'll give you a terrible but yet great example of this with the dinner thing. And this was my ex-husband with my oldest son. And he would make that child sit at the dinner table till he cleaned his plate. And if you're not hungry, you're not hungry. And we used to get into, you know, really big disagreements about this. And I'd say, you know, if the kid's not hungry, he's not hungry. So let him go from the table. And anyway, so my ex-husband was very controlling and alcoholic and so forth. And some nights the child would fall asleep with his face in the dinner plate. So, and maybe the child was resisting because there was a power struggle with my ex-husband, with myself, with Justin, and maybe he just wasn't hungry. So try practicing a little non-interference. It's going to be hard for many of you, especially at first. If you have small children, or, you know, can be teen, whatever, however old the children are. If they say, oh, Mom, I really want to keep playing, or I'm really not hungry, just say, okay, well, I'll put your dinner away, and when you're hungry, you can eat. And try that for a couple of weeks and see how it shifts. You may find that the child will then come to the dinner table more readily, especially if you have a stubborn, obstinate child, as my oldest son definitely was. So allow more non-interference happening in your life. That's one way to be non-resistant, to go with the flow, to step back. You know, I'll give you another example again with my oldest son. He insisted on not wearing a winter coat. And we live in the Northeast. And in the winter, it can get pretty darn cold here. And I used to battle with him about this. He was in middle school then. And one day, the principal of the school came to me and said, if he doesn't want to wear a coat, let him go without a coat. And I said, well, Sister Anne Marie, you know, what about DCYF or whatever? You know, these are some of the things that we think. Oh, my God, I'm being a horrible mom because I'm not making him wear a coat and it's 20 degrees out. She said, let him be. If he gets cold, he'll put on a coat. And she was right. And that was my first experience with non-interference. And that was many, many, many years ago. Because I was brought up in a family where, you better follow the rules. And if you didn't follow the rules, you were in trouble. And so that's how I used to parent. But I've learned new ways and new things. And I want to share all those with you because they've helped me so much. I know they can help you somehow in your life also. So how and where in your life are you being soft? Are you being soft? Are you being hard? Can you stop interfering in your own life and allow the divine to bring things to you, to let it be done? We don't have to control everything. Synchronicities are a driving force in your life, and they connect you to your source. It's important to get connected, to be grounded, whatever you believe in. Whether it's you believe, you know, you have guides, you have angels, you believe in God or Buddha or Allah, whatever. Even if you're an atheist, I have friends who are atheists, but yet somehow they're connected. They're connected. They may not believe that there's this all-encompassing, great being or something like that, but somehow they're connected. It's very interesting. So connect in, and allow the universe to bring the synchronicities into your life and recognize them. That's a big key because oftentimes we'll be brought a gift and yet we can't accept the gift or we just don't recognize it. We just can't see it. All right, so I am going to go to the switchboard because we do have some callers on the line. Before I do that, I do want to let you know where to find me when we're off of Blog Talk Radio. And the best thing to do is go right to my website, and that is cynthiafontaine.com. And all my social media links are on there, so you can follow me on Facebook from there and Twitter and Pinterest and all of that. And there's a lot of great information on there as well. And if you would like to work with me, you can also do that right through the website. If you'd like to send me a contact request form, I am starting to get my newsletter organized. And so if you'd like to file, do a contact request form, I will add you to my newsletter list. And that's really the best way to contact me is through the contact request form, because I often have people who email me directly, and I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every single day, and it's so hard to keep up with the emails and sorting through everything that sometimes I miss an important email if you're not in my contact list. So if I'm not friends with you outside of my intuitive work, or if we haven't connected previously and you send me an email, it goes to my junk box, and then sometimes I miss it. So send me a contact request form. You can also friend me on Facebook, although my private page, not a lot happens there. Most everything happens on my public page, and that's Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium, or it's cynthiafontaine.intuitive.medium if you want to look for it that way. And you can message me on Facebook. That is a better way to reach me. I also have a great new method or new way of doing groups right now, where I'm offering these incentives, sort of like a Pampered Chef or Tupperware party, we'll say. And my business coach, has recommended this. So if you are local to my area and you have a group party of 10 or more people, the host is free. And if you get one booking for another party at your event, then you get a free half an hour private session with me. And if you get two bookings at your party, and then you will receive a half an hour session and products from my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. And if you get three sessions booked from your party, then you get an hour private session with me and the Alchemy of the Earth bath and body products. So how fabulous is that? Yay! And within the next year or so, I'm also planning on putting together an away package where you can have the opportunity to host me in your town or city. So that's in the works, but that's going to be down the road. But if that's something you're interested in, keep that in mind, okay? And all right, so that being said, with getting the housekeeping out of the way, I am going to go to the phone lines. And the first caller is 856, the last four digits, 6949. And it's so funny. I'm sorry, I just got distracted because as I was saying the phone number, somebody just messaged me with an apartment. So there you go. And that's what I mean about allowing the universe to bring it to you. How cool and synchronistic is that? I'm really excited that that just happened. All right, so I hope you're excited too. And again, this is the area code 856, last four digits, 6949, as I have a little chuckle here. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, thank you. And tell me a story today. Tell me what you're grateful or what's good in your life right now.
I'm grateful that I've got some good friends, especially at work. And I'm grateful that I have work that is paying my bills. I do want something more permanent. So that's the one thing that I'm looking for, and stability. But I am grateful for the work and the money to pay my bills and my friends.
Oh, that's great. And when we can be in gratitude for what we have present right now in our life, that opens us up to more possibilities, because now you're instead of resisting going, well, because some people say, well, I am grateful for this work, but it's not enough. I didn't hear that with you. What I heard with you is, I'm grateful for the work to pay my bills, and I would like something more permanent, but I'm going to allow it to happen. So I give you a lot, and I can feel that about you and around you. So I applaud you for that. And my guides are conferring that that is accurate. Okay. So you keep on doing that. You keep on focusing that. And, okay, I'm looking at, they're saying you don't have a gratitude journal, which is okay, but I want you to every day make a point at some point in the day, whether it's in the morning or at night or when you're driving to work, just voice out to the universe. And you can say it within. It doesn't have to be vocal because, you know, the universe can hear our thoughts and just say, I am so grateful for this today. Thank you. Thank you. Because that, again, opens up for more to come. Okay? So so your question today about finding more permanent work?
Yes, finding the right permanent position because I hopefully want to buy a house next year, but I really need the job in place to do that.
Right, okay. And it looks like you have a little bit of money put away for a down payment. Is that right?
Not enough.
Not right, because that's why I said a little bit of money.
Yes.
Okay.
Right,
because my guys are showing me there's a little bit, and I've got my fingers closed together, you know. So I'm not holding a big stack of money. I'm holding a little bit of money. That being said, are you putting away, even if it's $5 out of your paycheck, regularly, consistently?
I do have some money saved up that I can get access to.
Okay, that's not, okay, now my question is, are you regularly, there's resistance, that's a great example of resistance.
True. Well, okay. I've been paying down my credit card bill, so my FICO score goes up. So as soon as those are done, which should be next month, I will be able to contribute all of that towards the fund.
Perfect, because my guys are saying, not so good at consistently putting things in that fund, but I'm glad to hear that you're working on getting your credit paid off and building your FICO score and then directing that money into the savings for the down payment for the house. Because so many people then will say, oh, now I have this money to spend. So stay on track with that. You know, you might get off track once or twice between now and it looks like next September or October, but be sure to get back to it. Don't get so far off track that you think that money now is spendable when something comes up. Do you have a separate emergency? Because my guys are saying you don't have a separate emergency fund.
Not an emergency fund, but I do have a separate account that's geared for, that I'm going to be using for my savings on the down payment. But, yes, I know about the emergency fund, the need for that, too.
Okay, so what I
but
would
I really
like.
I want my house.
Well, I
can't. I want that house.
As a homeowner, I totally understand that, but as a homeowner, I also know that you have to have an emergency fund because things happen with houses.
I know.
Okay.
I want to get the house and build the emergency fund.
That never happens.
Hey, if the angels are with me, they'll safeguard me long enough to allow me to get that emergency fund in place.
There you go. Okay, so what I would like you to do, because now this is coming from the angels, okay? What I'd like you to do is take that money that you're paying on the credit cards and put 3/4 of it in the house fund and put 1/4 of it in the emergency fund. Does that feel comfortable enough?
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Okay, because the bulk of it is still going to go into your house fund. But yet, you're going to start building up a little bit in that emergency fund. So then if you have to tap, And then if you have to tap something, tap in an emergency fund and not the house fund, okay?
Okay.
And
are they telling you about the job, though? Did they tell you
okay.
about the job?
Tell me what area you live in.
I'm in the South Jersey area, like Cherry Hill and somewhere around Philadelphia area.
Okay. And I see a lot of cars around you. So are you in the city?
Or
do you work in the city?
But I could work in the city. Yeah, I could. Okay. I have to go through the city to get to where I do currently work.
Okay, so that could be it too. You know, this is like detective work to see when my guides give me these pictures. It's like, okay, well, where does this picture fit? Okay, so so it's driving through the city and then you go to the other side of the city and it's less congested where you work currently.
Right, it's more in a suburban area.
Okay, and what is it that you're doing for work now?
I develop training.
Oh, well, how about that? I was just talking about developing my programs.
There you go. That's right. I develop training.
That might be some synchronicity there.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. So what my guides are showing me is that your work is closer to you rather than further away and more in the city area. Okay. There's bigger opportunity in the city, although you tend to like being out in nature and like being in the country and have a hard time being in a congested city area.
That's true.
You have to, you know, when you're working in this, be open to your new exploration, your new position, being in the city. But remember, you can always come back. You always come back home every day. And then, you know, so then you get out in nature, or, you know, and even you can even get out in the city. A lot of cities have, you know, parks and things like that. You can go on to your lunch break and stuff like that. So I feel like you get kind of overwhelmed with the idea of being in the city. So try.
I love that. Yeah.
So do the grounding exercise. You know that there are things that you can do to help you with that energy because you're very empathic and you're very sensitive. Okay. So allow the universe to bring it to you and know that it will be okay. And there are things that you can do to help you balance out that city energy. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I'm thinking that the house is going to be more around nature, somewhere around water. That's really important to me, so I can balance that out. But are they giving you any kind of time frame on that?
On the house, they're showing me a little water. You know, so could be a pond. Could be a pond.
I don't want a pond.
Could be a pond in the backyard. You know, I mean, I totally get it because I live, you know, I live 200 feet from the ocean, so I get it. You know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. And which is part of my resistance looking for a new place to live is because I still want to be on the water. I just have to allow it to happen. And like I said, funny how just as I was talking about that today, somebody just messaged me with a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath rental. So I'm like, okay, cool. Anyway, okay. So practice the meditation that we did earlier, okay? And practice allowing your anxiety to dissipate, okay? Because I feel it in my chest with you, and I feel like you hold your breath a lot, okay? So remember to breathe, do some deep breathing, even 3 deep breaths can bring you right back down into your body and ground it into the earth and help you release that anxiety. Because I feel like you have a lot of anxiety in your chest. Okay.
I do, Cynthia. But, you know, did they give you any kind of time frame for the job? Close time frame?
it doesn't look like it's going to be this year. Do you know numerology, what year you're in?
No, but my birthday actually was yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So let's see, October 10, 1. And what year were you born?
63.
Okay, let me just do this really quickly. So that's 10, 19. You know what? Message me on Facebook, will you? Because it's going to take longer than a minute. Because I have to do your birth number.
Oh, okay.
But then find out what number you're in planetarily, you know, what year you're in. So your birth number is 21. So you're a 3. But I'm not sure which year you're in, okay? So message me on Facebook and I'll run that for you and see what year you're in. So it doesn't look like it's going to be this year. It looks like, you know, you can look this year, but what I really want you to do is get focused on what the perfect position would be for you, okay? That's going to be your key. And then once you really have that down and really feel like you know what it is you want, because I feel like you're all over the board.
I just want a good job in my field. That's all I'm asking for.
Okay.
I don't have the perfect job in mind. I just don't. I just
okay.
want a good job where I'm happy. That's all.
Okay. So, and that could be a lot of things, but what would make you really happy? That's what I want you to narrow down to, okay? So what job, you know, how far would you drive? What would the pay be? Because when you generalize with the universe, you're just going to get generalizations. You're going to get a good job, which you said you have now, right? It pays the bill.
Contract job. It pays the bill.
Okay. So the universe could see that as being, okay, well, that's good. She doesn't want anything particular. So, you know, that's okay.
I have to tell the universe, though, that I want a job where I'm helping other people, you know.
Okay.
You know, I applied for a job for an organization that helps children.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything back from that company. But that's the kind of thing that I want. I want to work for a company where it helps people, uplifts them, motivates them, gets them on their feet, things like that. That's what I want.
Okay, great. So, again, it really gets specific about what you're looking for. But now let me, and this is a little word trick here. When you want something, you keep it away from you because you always want it. It never arrives, okay? So I now am grateful in allowing this perfect job working with people and helping people and children into my life. So I want you to practice saying that over and over again, okay? I now am open to allowing this perfect job into my life, okay? Because words are really important.
Okay. I'll do that.
So,
thank you.
So this is your homework. I know it's not what you're looking for because I can feel the resistance. So this is your homework to allow that perfect job to come to you. And it's looking like in the spring, you know, the fruit will be ripe for something to come around in the spring.
Okay, that sounds good.
So
thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. So practice that over the, you know, in the fall, through the winter, just allow it and listen for the synchronicities. You may overhear somebody, they're saying, do you go to a coffee shop?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my guides are saying, listen when you're at the coffee shop because you may overhear of an opportunity at the coffee shop.
Okay.
So pay attention when you're at the coffee shop because listen because they say that you're going to hear about an opportunity at the coffee shop.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
I will definitely do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Angel. Thank you, Angel.
They say you're welcome. Remember, keep talking to them. If you want to take the power of words even further, get Yvonne Oswald's book, The Power of Words. And you're on the right track, honey. You're doing great things in your life. You are, you're really open to embracing positive energy and loving people. You have a huge heart, okay? And just small little shifts will just open up the world for you.
Okay. All right, I will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Laura. Have a wonderful day and many blessings to you.
And same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Isn't that awesome? You know, it's so wonderful when we get the examples of what we're talking about on the show with resistance. Did you see how when I asked the question specifically about the money, where she totally went to another totally avoided the question and went to another explanation. So that's a great example of resistance. I love it. It's wonderful. So pat yourself on the back for that, Laura. And knowing that, now you can be open to allowing. And sometimes you just have to hear from someone else. Okay. So thank you so much for calling in. Now I'm going to go to the next caller, and that's 229, last four digits, 3457. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Hello, Melvin. How are you in Georgia today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, ma'am?
I'm well, thank you. And
yes,
what?
Ma'am.
Tell me, Melvin. Tell me a story. What are you grateful for in your life right now? What's going really well?
I'm just grateful that, I woke up this morning. And
beautiful.
I'm just, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And how can I help you today?
I was just calling to see what do you see for me coming up financially. I'm in a tight squeeze with my financial situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I work part-time, but it's not enough to cover my bills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have some health issues going on, too, that gave you some challenges in that area of money?
I don't know if it gave me challenges. Maybe I'm stretched out because of that, yes. That could
okay.
be something with my lower back.
Okay. And, interestingly enough that you say lower back, because lower back is directly related to your money. So if you're worried about money, very often you will have lower back problems. Yeah. Melvin, do you have the radio on in the background?
I can turn it off.
Could you turn it down? Yeah, thanks, because I'm getting feedback.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, that's much clearer.
Thank you.
Okay. So tell me, what is it that you do for work right now?
I was working at a mental hospital here in Georgia, but they closed down. And yeah, but now I'm working at a group home with some clients from the mental hospital. I'm like a CNA.
Okay. Well, I'm having a little chuckle because when my guys were saying health issues around work, this is a puzzle. It's detective work. So the health issues are the work that you do because you're working with people that have, mental challenges. That's really kind of a chuckle. Okay. So, and it looks like, do you take care of about five or six people right now in the group home?
Four.
Okay, four. So it looks like that there may be, I don't know if there's room in the group home for more to come in, but my guides are saying there'll be five or six people that you'll be working with in your work. So either that's going to come into the group home that you're in, or, okay, they're saying that there will be a second opportunity for a group home that has more people in it, 5 or 6 patients in it. Are you with an agency right now?
Yes, it's with an agency, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the agency
has... They don't pay much, so that's why.
Right.
I got the job. I need something else.
Right, okay. But now, does the agency have other houses within their group?
Yes, ma'am. They do.
Okay. Because what my guys are saying, that there's a house that's a little bit bigger that has 5 or 6 people, and is there a little bit more money with dealing with more people with this group?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
I like the way I'm at now. I just need an increase.
Okay. I don't see them giving you, I don't see a significant pay increase coming from them in that home that you're in now. It looks like that there's a smaller increase with an opportunity of moving into a different house with 5 or 6 people in it. Okay, so that being said, do you want to stay in the area that you're in now, working with the group home type arena? Or do you want to do...
Well, I want to stay there. I like it because they, two guys that was working there, they are on suspension. And because they was causing a lot of trouble with the clients. And so I hope they don't call them back because it's running really smooth like that.
Good. And the people that run the facility are going to recognize that and recognize that things are running smoothly with you in there. And I think that they're going to give you another opportunity, which is a little bit more money. That being said, have you ever done private duty as a CNA?
Not private, no, ma'am. But, I mean, I could, but not a private duty, no, ma'am.
Okay. Because what they're also doing, and you're in Georgia. Are you near the city in Georgia? What's your proximity?
Yes, I'm near Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Because what they're saying is...
Georgia.
Okay. What my guys are saying is there's an opportunity for money in private duty with people in your area that have the money to pay for the private duty CNA. So look at an agency. If the current agency that you work with doesn't have that avenue in it, my guys want you to look with an agency that does, and it could be maybe a visiting nurse agency, something like that, where you could pick up and they're just saying you'd only have to pick up really one private duty client, and that would help with your money. And that could come rather quickly if you follow through on that.
Okay.
So it would be the only thing to balance. Ah, we're out of time. We only have 90 seconds left. The only thing would be to balance the schedule between the two, but they want you to look for a private duty. So whether it's through your agency or looking through like a visiting nurse, that's where you're going to find the money that's going to help you. And you could still stay where you're at, but it's just balancing the schedule.
Okay. Do you see those two guys coming back? Are they done?
One of them may come back temporarily. But I think it'll just be temporary. But it looks like one probably is going to come back, I would say, within the next month. And then, but it won't last. It won't last. Melvin, we're out of time. We have 30 seconds left. I wish you the best. Look through the visiting nurse area or something like that down in your area in Atlanta. And like I said, my guides are saying you just need to pick up one client, and that's going to help you with your immediate money situation. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. The opportunity is there for you, but you have to look for it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, Melvin. God bless you. Have a great week. Good luck, and let us know how you do.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love you all. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Have a blessed week. Be good. I love you.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend till the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will
that
feel great.
Day I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.